Saxophonist, educator, producer, and multi-instrumentalist Ladarrell Johnson, a.k.a. Sax Appeal, has taken his love for music and translated it into a career that continues to positively impact music lovers. Having started playing the saxophone at the tender young age of 7, Sax Appeal prodigiously studied many of the greats of the instrument who proved to be major influences to help fine-tune his music vision and hone his sound.
Some of my early influences on the saxophone, you know, they all started here. I got heavy into listening to Yusef Lateef, Grover Washington Jr., Kenny Garrett, Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Coleman Hawkins, Dexter Gordon. I listened to a lot of the OGs, you know. And then I kind of like migrated into like more of the contemporary stuff. Like when I got into Grover Washington, like I was dumbfounded at how he can make his instrument sound like a human. I had never heard anything like that before. So I was kind of mesmerized with that. And I kind of fell down the Grover Washington rabbit hole and the Kenny Garrett rabbit hole. And realizing like Kenny was from here, it was like, wait, Detroit has musicians like this, you know? And then like, then I ended up studying more like James Carter and stuff like that. So, you know, it was instrumental in my playing to like be able to study, you know, fellow Detroit musicians, Alice Coltrane as well. So, you know, she played everything, but you know, she was phenomenal on saxophone as well. So yeah, man, those are some of my early influences.
Sax would enjoy many musical experiences that would harness his skill set and develop his artistry. He co-founded the R&B jazz supergroup Collective Peace, who would prove to be a creative force in Detroit and create a spirit of kinship, family, and collaboration.
The Collective Peace, the era, in my opinion, it raised the bar. The music that we were making, we were just some kids, like just grinding it out, you know, like we knew what we wanted our sound to be. We knew the people that we got involved when we were recording. We knew that it would be, for us, it would be life-changing. We didn't realize the impact that it would have on the rest of the world. You know, like I feel like we threw a net out and we aimed really high. Like we had a really small net, but with really big people that we were able to catch. Like we were able to like get Ann Filler on a song and Jessica Caremore on a song. And Dwell on the Song. Like it was nostalgically beautifully Detroit. It sounded like Detroit. It felt like Detroit. Like the essence in the era of that time. It was Detroit, you know. And it was an honor to be a part of that chapter, you know, like of who people who we consider, you know, titans in the industry. You know, like they looked at us and believed in us enough to be like, you know what? Yeah, we're gonna jump on this joint too. We're gonna jump on it. And at the time, like a lot of them didn't even know that we had reached out to each other until like we all got into the studio. And like our studio sessions were pretty much like they would spend the night sometimes. Like we would be in that studio from sun up to sundown. And I mean, we're just building a family basis, you know. It felt like that. Like everybody in the band, we all felt like members of family. Like Jahi, our keyboard player, like his sisters became our little sisters. Like we protect them like they were our own. And it was kind of the same thing. Like all the kids were like nieces and nephews. They all hung out with each other, you know, and like now they're like teenagers and playing basketball stuff together. So it's crazy. Like that family that never broke up, you know, like that's still there. So it was definitely a bar. The Collective Peace era was absolutely the bar. You know, we had a chance to meet great people. You know, rub elbows with some of the who's who in the industry because of that era of music and the things that we were doing and the movement that we created.
After his Collective Peace experiences, Sax Appeal would get one of the opportunities of a lifetime, touring nationally with legendary funk and R&B artist Charlie Wilson, an experience that would develop his showmanship abilities and really get to know the full range of the music business.
With the Charlie era, as a music fan first, being able to be on the stage with a living legend, you know, was that experience in itself was second to none. you know, and I had the pleasure of being able to do that for almost 6 years. You know, so I had to go into it like not acting like a fanboy, right? Like, but I mean, but it's Charlie Wilson. Like, this guy has lived more lives and had more opportunities to do great things and just like overcome adversities more than anybody, you know. So it's to be able to like sit at the foot of these elders, you know, and learn these stories and learn from their mistakes and learn from their experiences and learn how to formulate better sentences musically, better stage presence, you know, understanding the business a little bit better. You know, I took a lot from that to be able to just sit up under Charlie and learn from him and just understand like leaving it all on the stage every single time. You know, this brother has been doing it for well over 40 years. You know, I think he just celebrated his 71st birthday in grandiose fashion, you know, got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star and had the stars out. Kanye came out, Snoop came out, you know, so I'm still following what Charlie's doing. Even though I'm not touring with him anymore, I'm still a fan of what he's doing. I'm still, you know, I'm still a nephew when it comes to that family. So, you know, I'm proud of seeing the great thing he's doing. He just did Jennifer Hudson and Good Morning America, like in a 2 week time frame. So it's, I'm still in the background studying, like, okay, you know, these are the great things that I plan to do in my solo career. So, you know, it raises the bar. You know, it gives me hope and it gives me motivation every time I see him doing great things.
Now, as a solo artist, Sax has released three critically acclaimed, well-received albums, the most recent titled Black Gold, which further reinforced his profile and place in the music industry.
The last album that was put out was Black Gold, that came out in the height of the pandemic on Black Friday 2020. I did not know what to expect on putting the album out in, you know, in that time, because we didn't know anything in the pandemic, man. We didn't know the next time we were getting on stage. We didn't know anything, you know. So I had had the majority of that music recorded for maybe about a year and a half, maybe 2 years actually. And I never really felt like the time was right until we had to sit down and not do anything. So I was like, all right, well, you can't gig, so you might as well give people something to listen to while they're sitting at the house. So, you know, my team, we worked hard. I co-produced the project with Dean Beans, who's an amazing producer and MC and just businessman, all-around businessman here in Detroit. He has every music. He also has, you know, a recording studio. He has a podcast studio as well. So, you know, he's a man who wears a lot of hats. You know, his MC name was Rensan, which before that it was the Renaissance Man. So it fits him perfectly, because he's a man who has a lot of talent. So and everything he does passionately. So you know, when we put that project out, it shocked me, because I just didn't know. I didn't know what the impact was going to be, because prior to that, my bar was the Collective Peace album. And I think that was in 2016. And people just ate that album up. And when Black Gold came out, it almost like it was like the cow jumping over the moon. And I really didn't know what to expect when the project came out. And it just got lots of fantastic reviews. It hit number 3 on the iTunes top 100 jazz charts, and it stayed there for quite some time. And then I, you know, single after single came out and people were just eating it up, and, you know, people still are listening to it. So I'm thankful. Last time I checked, that particular album had close to 700,000 streams on Spotify.
As for Sax Appeal, the future is a busy one, with more releases and tours in addition to his work as an educator, teaching music and mentoring emerging saxophonists, a role that he takes very seriously.
Hopefully some more tours. I don't know. Well, actually, I'm working on a tour, but I can't speak on it yet. It has to like it has to be announced from other people before I can make the announcement. But there's some things in the works within the next month or so, actually. More opportunities, man, more recordings. That's the biggest thing right now. More collaborations, just more, you know. I don't want to sit down. I don't want to be comfortable. I don't want to feel like, you know, I've done my job here on this planet. Like, no, I'm young, man. I still got a lot of work to do. So that's my goal. I want to keep working. My biggest advice is the amount of work that you put into the horn is the same amount that's going to come out of that horn. So if you upset that you don't sound as good as you want to sound, then get in the woodshed and learn that instrument. And it's temperamental. The saxophone is a very temperamental instrument. And if you don't put that work into it, it will show every single time. You have to have, it's a very intimate instrument. You know, most instruments are, but there's just something about a saxophone, man. Like it will almost cuss you out if you decide to not play that instrument. And then you got a gig later on in the week and you decide to pick it up the day of the gig. No, it's going to cuss you out and it's not going to sound good and it's gonna be angry at you. So it's like, yeah, you gotta treat that horn, you know, if you gotta treat that horn like it's your most favorite person in the world. You gotta love it, you gotta honor it, you gotta respect it, you gotta protect it, you know. So that's my two cents, is to put the work in that you want to hear that thing sound like. If you want it to sound great, you gotta put in a whole lot of work. And you know, if you wanna be mediocre, then just, you know, you can do it as a hobby, but if you really want that thing singing, you gotta put the work in.
To learn more about the activities, releases, and performances of Ladero Johnson, a.k.a. Sax Appeal, visit saxappealmusic.com. This has been your edition of Mic Check. For the Progressive Underground, my name's Chris Campbell.